The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guests today in the studio are Sue Langley. She is the Thumb Industries Thrift Store Manager, and we have the Assistant Manager, Diane Brown. We're talking about the second anniversary of the thrift store at its new location on North Van Dyke, north end of town. They moved out. They got a whole lot of room out there to grow and expand, and they took advantage of it.
Yep, it's been an exciting time. It really has. Our second year out there now.
How big of a difference was it from the little store downtown? Is it like double the space, triple? You don't know?
Triple at least.
Yes.
At least. I think we went from how many square feet? I can't remember exactly. 17? Yeah, somewhere to 22,000 square feet. So it was quite an under. And then our donation center was on Woodworth Avenue, which was a logistics nightmare because we took the donations at one site and then had to get them to the downtown store. So it was just a vehicle on the road constantly bringing in the merchandise. We're under one location, you just swing to the back end, we take in your donations, and then it can get right out to the sales floor immediately, which is wonderful.
Now, when you say immediately, do you seasonalize things?
Yes.
I mean, if you get winter clothes, they may not be selling right now, and people may be looking for the summer stuff for their kids and themselves to yeah. fit in and not, you know, offend anyone by sweating too much with the flannel.
and we try to do that as much as possible. We try to be just like a real store. If you're walking
well, you
in
are
Walmart,
a real store.
We're a real store, but we're a thrift store. To put the summer things out when it's in the summertime and the winter things out in the wintertime. We also do the seasonal activities also, like the Christmas, Halloween, those seasonal items. Put those out when customers are looking to purchase them. No one looking for Christmas lights in July. Well, a few people are, but most people are waiting until the Christmas season for those things.
Oh, those cheeseburger
people. Oh, those
cheeseburger.
Believe me, and we have our own special cheeseburger boxes waiting to come out on the sales floor.
Now, when people want to donate, you're looking for things that are usable. I mean, you're not in lieu of taking it to the dump and trying to get a tax credit off of it for your donation. You need things that people can handle and can use because that's what you're there for.
Correct. We when someone makes a donation, we would like to make sure that it is workable condition. We understand that sometimes things don't work quite the way it expected it to, but we do have our recycling department where a lot of those, all of that merchandise can be moved over to. So it's a toaster and it's not quite heating the way we think that it should heat, or the cord is a little bit worn. We automatically give that to our metal recycling department so that not only are, you know, maybe we couldn't use it, but the revenue from the metal recycling helps Thumb Industries and its income come into our agency. And it also helps keep things out of the landfill. Because Thumb Industries is really kind of a very green agency, and we're always trying to do what we can to ship things into that landfill.
But like you talked with the toaster, if you don't think it's safe to use and you bought a new one, why would you give it to someone else?
Right. Or what we asked, or when I'm talking to a customer on the phone, you know it doesn't work, put a little note on it, say, send this to recycling for us. So that we don't even have to test it out. We know that that product can go right to our recycling department and that it can be utilized that way.
Then the metal, the electronics, and all that stuff can be taken out of it and put into the proper place and avoid the landfill part
of
it.
You got it.
But you are not a recycling center.
No.
You're hoping to get things that you can resell.
Correct. Because, you know, our recycling center, that's on Woodworth Street. That's that whole big, I think Yvonne Pearl was here a few, or maybe a year ago, talking about the recycling department, everything that went on over there. But we do what we can to keep things out of the landfill, but also, yes, it's important that we have things that are sellable, usable and sellable.
Has the mindset of people changed to help your business? I mean, it used to be people wanted new. But kids today, they kind of have a, you know, they like the used clothes idea and all of this stuff. Did this kind of, is this kind of helping your business that people are thinking, well, maybe we'll try this?
You know, we've got a whole different variety of individuals that come into the store. We've got the young people looking for those, when we were talking about this earlier, the throwback 60s outfits. And we've got the middle age group, you know, looking at, you know, just maybe they've got a young family, watching their wages that come in the door and finding the best bang for their buck.
And the way kids grow so fast, you know, you can save a little money here. The kid's not fashion conscious right now. All he knows is that it's a warm shirt or warm pants and shoes, and they're happy and you're happy.
Or even somebody that just needs some work clothes. They like to come in and not spend a whole lot of money, and they can get a nice wardrobe for working out in the garden or, you know, if they get greasy.
And we know you go in there, you can see the clothes sections, but you have a whole lot more. What other things will you find in the store?
A little bit of everything. I mean, we get anything from the kitchen sink to, you know, anyone's underwear to all that kind of good stuff. It's a variety of things that come in the door all the time. We never know what's going to come in, and which is great because the shoppers have a lot of items to pick through and choose. You never know what's going to come through the door.
I remember when you opened, I went out there and I was surprised you had 45 RPM records on the wall. You had all kinds of things that, you know, when you think of the thrift shop, you think of the clothing. But there's a lot more in there. There were cards for, you know, birthdays and stuff. There were knick-knack things that you know for the house and stuff. There are all kinds of things around there.
We also have our antiques and collectible section that we call kind of timeless treasures. Nice
do you have
selection.
An expert who goes through there and knows you're not giving a Chippendale away to somebody
for $10? We try our best. We try to research it and you know, get the best price that we can for Thumb Industries and help us.
And how do people donate? Do they need to call you first? Do they just stop in? I understand that if it's a large thing that you can come and pick it up.
Our store of our operations are Monday through Friday from 9 until 7, Saturday from 9 until 5:30, and Sunday from noon until 4. So you're more than welcome to come by anytime and drop off your donation during those hours. And we do have a pickup truck for those that can't, maybe have a couch. Yeah, they don't have a way
I had
to
a
get
desk.
It in.
I had a desk that I donated, and they came right out to the house, and they picked it up, and they said, oh, thank you so much, and they took the, it was a nice oak desk, but with an iPad and everything today, I don't sit at a desk at a computer, I'm on the couch or whatever,
right.
So it didn't do me any good anymore and just took up space, so rather than just, you know, trash it or try to sell it, if you folks can get some money for it, seemed like a good thing to do.
Our gentleman picks up merchandise out in the community Monday through Thursday. We just ask that you give us a little notice, because sometimes he can get very full. I mean, he can have full days of going out in the community picking up merchandise. And it's easy and accessible to get to. Not on the second floor maneuvering around a staircase or anything like that, or a basement, somewhere where they can come in, pick up your merchandise, and remove it out of your home for you as quickly as possible. Nice.
Are the donations tax deductible?
Yes, they are.
How do you do that? Do you folks have to give them, you know, what you think it's worth, or is it up to the person to be honest with the IRS about this?
what we do is we have our receipt book, and it's all numbered so that we can keep track of all the donations. And when the individual comes in, we have them put their name on the receipt book so that we know who it is. And then we just kind of give them a blanket receipt. So if they said they had six bags of clothing, we will write down, you know, six bags of clothing or furniture or whatever it might be, kind of a generalization. And it's, like you say, up to them to hopefully do it in the correct manner.
Well, because it's hard for you to appraise.
Right.
You know, like the clothes, sight unseen, you don't really know if you're going to be able to use all or only a small portion of what's in the bag, if the rest is, got a little too much wear or is so out of date and that you know, you're not going to find anyone who's going to want to wear it, and you don't want to take a valuable space in your store with something you don't think is going to sell.
Correct. So it's kind of hard for us to appraise that. I know a lot of people would like it, make it a lot easier for themselves, but we just kind of give it a blanket tax receipt. We ask them to contact whoever they prepares their taxes on how they want, you know, instructions on how to do that for the individual person, and that's where we go with how we handle that situation.
And let's just be realistic about it. Wash the clothes before you bring them in.
Nice.
I mean, you're
nice.
Probably going to do it anyway just to make sure it's totally clean before it goes out onto the floor, that you know everything is funky and or dory.
We make sure the clothes are in good shape.
But, you know, it'd be nice, you know, you don't go to the laundry basket and pick it out. You have clean stuff to bring. You'd be surprised, you know, and I'm sure you see it all. I'm just imagining I'm sure you see it all.
Yes, we've seen our share.
Yes, we have.
And we have a great organization that we work for, another nonprofit, that clothes that maybe are a little worn, your button's missing on your shirt. You know, we don't have time to replace the button, but yet it's still
and it
in
may
good
be
shape.
A special color or something, you know, and, you know, what are you going to do? And maybe you need to replace all the buttons so they match because, you know, sometimes it's hard to find one that's just right.
And we know that merchandise would not sell. There's someone that would not be interested in that merchandise. We donate that to, like, say, another agency, World Missions, and they make sure that that is then in return donated to whoever, whatever country, whatever
countries in need at that time. If there's a disaster,
it goes to, you know, disaster stricken places in our on our world, in our on our planet, which is wonderful. So you're polka shirt from whatever it might be that had a, you know, glob of ketchup on that you couldn't get off might be worn in another country by someone that truly needs a shirt on their back.
Hopefully they're not thinking into trying to brag that's blood because of the trouble going on in that country.
True.
And you know, your American flag t-shirt might not go over so well. Some parts
Correct.
Of the country where or the world where that might get you in more trouble than you'd want, but they look out for this stuff. The organizations know what they're doing.
Yep, they go through it again a second time after we donate it to make sure it's what they're looking for.
Now, I understand you also do stuff for people for kids that are, you know, like in foster care and stuff going in that you help make like a ready supply of things. You know, once they're either removed from a home or something, they may not have the essential little things that, you know, we all take for granted, and they're going to a home with nothing that helps them off the get-go there.
Correct. Every year, since we've opened up the new store, we have a little bit more room, and our goal is to help other agencies out in the community. And last year, we helped the Great Start program out of the ISD. And this year, we're going to help fostering Hope, Sweet Cases, which is a local group and also a national group. The Sweet Cases is a national group. And what they do is they help foster children, because a lot of time foster child is taken out of their home. They don't have anything going with them out of that home, or they've got just a few things in a garbage bag that they leave the home with. So what Fostering Hope Sweet Cases is doing is putting together duffel bags with just some nice, comfortable things. Maybe a stuffed toy to make that child feel a little bit more comfortable, or a coloring book and a crayon. Just some necessities so that when they're out of that foster, taken out of their home and put into a foster care environment, they've got a duffel bag filled with things that belong to them.
The foster family will care for them, but it's just that initial first night. Sometimes they're taken in the middle of the night and
Correct.
They have to go to a foster home and they're not prepared.
They don't have anything.
No forewarn about this. They're just there, and they do the best they can, but any little bit they can help, sure, which is appreciated.
Yes, it is. So the program, Fostering Hope, is trying to get together at least 75 duffel bags for the Huron County area, for Huron County, and they want it to have a variety of ages, so from a little one, a newborn, some toys and things like that for a newborn, up to teenagers. What a teenager might like in a bag also, just to have them feel that this is theirs. So we're going to be having a barrel at the store, starting on the 17th, which will be next Wednesday at our second year anniversary. So a customer can come in and make a donation, bring in a bag of, you know, crayons or coloring books, blankets, stuffed animals, whatever they might think would be appropriate to put into a duffel bag for a
What youth. Things are you looking for? So people know what would be good. Are you looking for pajamas? Are you looking for, you know, things like toothbrushes and stuff?
Toothbrushes, like toothpaste, any personal items. As far as clothing, they're just slowly getting that up and running. They're hoping to have like a closet where they can go and get the clothes for that age group.
So you know the size is going to fit.
Right.
But nothing worse than being going through this whole hassle and you're trying to get into pajamas that are two sizes too small.
You've got it. So they're looking for smaller things, like you say, the toothbrush, the toothpaste, a blanket, a stuffed animal, a book, whatever actually our community might think would help a young person in that situation feel comfortable. And duffel bags, of course, they need duffel bags.
Now, are you looking for a particular size? Are you looking for smaller ones? Or because, you look at duffel bags and you think of the guys in the Navy.
Right, right.
And if you're going to fill one of those, you're going to have to put a lot in there.
Right. Age appropriate, a little one is just going to need a small little backpack. And, maybe a teenager, something a little larger, not a great big huge duffel bag possibly, but a nice size backpack would be sufficient. And then, like I say, whatever the community feels that would fit for an age-appropriate young person to bring into the store, and we'll be a collection site for them for a couple of months, helping them out. And then for every bag of things that they bring in, for those customers that are familiar with our customer appreciation card, we'll give them an extra punch, thanking them for, on their card, thanking them for bringing in that extra merchandise for us or for the group. So last year it was a success. We collected a couple barrels full of merchandise for the Sweet Cases program, and hopefully this year we'll be able to do the same for this group.
I asked you this before the program started. How quick of a turnaround do you have in the store? I mean, do you like, because, you wonder, you're needing stuff all the time because things are going out, and it's not like you're waiting for a truck to come in with next week's load, so you have to have stuff ready. Do you have a quick enough turnaround that you really need stuff pretty much all the time?
We need stuff all the time, yes. And when it comes in through the door, we try to get on it and get it all cleaned up, get it priced, and put it out on the sales floor. And sometimes those items get sold right away. Sometimes it's something that we have to wait for a couple weeks just for the right person to come in and I need that.
When you get into more of the housewares types of things where it comes down to personal style and taste as opposed to a sweatshirt that's blue.
Right, yeah. And people are always looking for electronic items, radios, small radios, toasters.
Do accept that because a lot of places don't like electronics because, sometimes they feel it's hard to. Well, when my folks passed away, the church didn't want the electronics because they didn't seem to go very quick and they had their own kind of sale and they didn't want to have to pay the recycling costs on it. So, but you accept these things as long as they're in good working order.
Good working condition, yes.
And are there things you particularly need? I mean, do children's clothes go fast? Is that a big thing that moves quickly?
Children's clothes go fast, yes. I guess our clothes in general go very fast, go very quickly. Men's things, we're always in need of men's clothing. There seems to be a lack of that. We could always use nice men's clothing.
In normal human sizes.
In normal human sizes.
Well, when we used to have the Norman store, I used to go in there and it'd be like, this is great if I had an inseam half the size of my waist.
Yes.
I mean, because they got the end runs and such. I understand how the store worked, but you're looking for things that will clear the shelves. That are going to be easy to sell.
Yes,
but you may
yes.
need a few of these because people are shaped that way. So.
So we do need a few of those because everyone is built differently, as we know. Yeah. But things move quickly here at the store.
And are there things you can't sell? I mean, like shoes. Sometimes, I don't know if shoes are something, because of, foot fungus or whatever.
Right.
Whether these are things you can actually do. I mean, tennis shoes you can throw in a washer. You can try and clean them up. Mm-hmm. Leather shoes, a little different story.
We watch the product when it comes in. It's got to be in good condition before we're going to put it out on that sales floor. And also, once again, working.
Because if they're Sunday going to church shoes, they may have worn them an hour a week.
Or someone's wedding, they don't need the fancy wedding shoes that they only wear once and donate it. And somebody needs another pair of shoes to go to a fancy occasion, and we've got those things there.
We're kind of past the season now, but do you look for things like prom dresses?
Prom dresses. Yes.
By next year, people's kids are going to be looking for that, and your kid's never going to wear that thing again.
And never again.
If they haven't outgrown it in a year, but they're never going to use it again. Someone else could use it, and it would be a nice thing to help them out because they won't have to pay
prom
the full
dresses,
price. They get a good discount going to you.
And we also have the winter Christmas dances and the different things that throughout the season that we try and keep the formals on the front racks when they walk in the door so the young people can spot those easily and can pay an inexpensive price for a beautiful gown.
Now, we've all seen bridesmaids' dresses. Do you really want those?
Yeah.
I don't know where they pick the colors from. I assume it's with a dart on a board. Hideous, awful, worse.
And we do get a few of those worse. We do. And we never know. Sometimes those worse ones sell before the ones that we think aren't good.
Well, it all depends if the wedding you're going to has an orange theme.
Right. And you got to have the orange
theme. And sometimes they're looking for just a costume or something to dress up at school with. And they come down and check it out and see what they can get.
Yeah.
So there is new life in a lot of these things.
And a lot of those old things that we threw away years ago.
That we kept filling the landfill up with. And they're, if they're like the plastic leisure suits I had, they probably still haven't even started to decay.
No.
They have a 50,000-year half-life or something.
You got it. But there's always somebody looking for something unique, that's for sure.
Now, your business basically is designed to help the thumb industries as well. You're kind of a support agency, not only to keep yourself going, but to help Thumb Industries as a whole.
Correct.
And Thumb Industries is there to help people who have, I'm trying not to say it wrong, special needs, developmental difficulties may prevent them from getting work in a normal work setting, or this can be used as a bridge to help train them to be in a normal work setting to further their lives and give them a job and purpose and a good feeling all around.
They're getting training that if they need, we're the training site, and then they can go on to the next area if they're able to out in the workforce. If not, they may stay at Thumb Industries and we may continue to give them training and teach them new things.
Because you have the recycling center, they can learn aspects of that. I don't know if it's still there. There was a shop at the main facility
that
they can learn a trade there as well, and they can learn retail from you.
Yes, and we also have the janitorial services.
You used to do the courthouse for a while. I don't know if that's anymore, but I remember when they were talking about it that you offer that service as well. If people need for their business janitorial service,
there's
supervisors that come in and help make sure everything goes smoothly, and you schedule when you need them.
Yes, and we've got different sites that are every night. They need someone to come in and clean, empty the trash every night. There's some sites that just once a week, once a month, whatever it might be. But we've got a good-sized crew going out doing our janitorial services.
Basically for business, not for in-homes?
Yes, basically businesses that we service.
I didn't know if, with the elderly, there might have been a little market there where you could come in and maybe do some of the things that they have trouble doing.
Right. We haven't gotten into that avenue yet. It's basically to work with businesses, go in the evenings, clean the business, and
Again, you're training them for a job in a janitorial business elsewhere if they wish to move on.
Right, and all of our training consists of that avenue to try and whether it's the manufacturing, that's a we all need manufacturers out there, people that are putting parts together, and that's what we train in the manufacturing area, how to do that, so that someday they can grow and maybe work at Valley or one of the manufacturing sites here in Huron County. Same way with the store, operating cash register, sorting the merchandise, anything that you would learn at Walmart or McDonald's Food and Family Center, you would be learning at the store, so that those skills would be transferable to take that and obtain a job in the community.
And as I understand it, your clients, you strive and you work for their improvement.
Correct.
You're not looking to find a place for them necessarily with you. Sometimes it kind of works that way because of their abilities, mm-hmm. that they can't move on. But your hope is to graduate them out, and then you have room to help more people coming in to get the training and just get
road.
That work ethic that everybody seems to like.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, getting to work on time, you know, getting your coat hung up, getting your smock on, being ready to work, just those basic skills of training in that aspect.
Learning to turn a smile even if the customer isn't always the happiest camper
Correct.
On the block.
And currently here at the store, we've got, we have 31 individuals with disabilities working in, you know, from janitorial to operating the cash register, to sorting merchandise, to taking in donations, and all of that works, even as just taking in donations, being pleasant to that person that walks in the back door and helping them out. Those are all transferable skills that employers need in the community these days.
They're just good people skills, too.
They're just good people skills, yes. Yes.
Anything new on the horizon at the thrift store? Are there things you're contemplating, thinking about, saying, maybe we could do this?
Well, you know, we're always trying to improve and grow. And, you know, it's funny, it's taken us a good couple of years, actually, to get our feet wet and get the logistics of the new building going. You know, we did so things so differently back at the old store than what we're doing
now. Back at the old
now.
Store, if I remember, you kind of had to walk sideways down the aisles
because
they were just so tight. And
yes.
Because you tried to get as much in there as you could because you had all of this to sell.
Yeah.
You just didn't have the floor space.
Mm-hmm. So with the added floor space, like I say, it has improved. We're able to get more product out to the customer. And we're always tweaking it a little bit, too. We're kind of learning what we need to do to better get that product out onto the work floor faster than what we did in the past. So we're always growing, and we're always learning how to do things in a new manner.
And always trying to benefit the space that we have. So if we need to move a rack around here or a rack around there just to get a little bit more merchandise out.
Do you move things around? They tend to do that at the grocery store, you know. I think it's because they want you to shop the whole store.
We do.
because you know where the stuff is, and then you go there, and it's not there anymore. It's like five aisles over, and it's like, okay, I think they just want me to shop more aisles. Do you employ most of the little tricks of the trade?
We don't move everything around, but
it's
we do.
Heavy.
No,
it's
yeah,
way too heavy.
We do tweak it around, especially for different seasons. We move different things around, and for our sales and things like that.
Well, we pretty much keep everything where you know, women's department is always where the women's department is, and shoe department is in the shoe department. We may change it a little bit here, like Diane says, for the seasons, but those racks get awfully heavy when they're loaded with clothes, and to move things around is miserable. So,
now, as I remember it when I was there, there's like a section that is just seasonal stuff.
Correct.
Usually you try, you know, in the summer you'll have the things you'd want to use in the beach at the summer, and Halloween you have pumpkins and scarecrows and all that stuff, and Christmas, of course, the trees and that, and Valentine's Day, but there is some seasonal work done in the store so that that does not remain static.
Right now we're looking at the 4th of July patriotic type of theme, so when you walk in the front door of the thrift store, we have special cases that are just displaying that type of merchandise along with the matching clothes, so you can have the patriotic shirt to go along with your flag and all that kind of good stuff. And then as time goes on, after 4th of July is over with, we will start with the cheeseburger. That'll move over to the cheeseburger.
And do you like write Wisconsin and say, send us some of those cheese hats?
That would be nice.
Do you work with other stores? I mean, are there places, that you can send stuff that you're not having any success moving and you can kind of swap with them? Or is that just because you're just a lone store doesn't bode well for that?
Well, we pretty well, whatever comes in, most of it sells. And like I say, we can recycle a lot of what doesn't sell to our recycling department. So really, there's not much of a need at this point in time. I mean, you never know, things could change.
I mean, you get a big organization like Salvation Army or something where they have stores all over the country. They can shift stuff around and think, well, maybe this would sell better in the Midwest.
Right.
But you're one store, a local area, getting local things in, which tends
keeping
to be what people want locally.
Yes. And a lot of customers will come in and say, that was my shirt. You know, I donated it. And, that's a nice plus, too, that it's local people donating to a local organization and selling it back to the local community.
And do you,
nice.
Do you tell this gentleman, if you're missing it that much, you can buy it back?
We do, and it happens,
and
too.
And we have had people that said, I think I might have had one similar, or I think I'm buying back my old shirt. Yes. Yeah.
Because the missus cleaned out the closet, and the husband didn't want that one gone. That was his favorite for fishing or whatever, and there it is.
And there it is. But yeah, like I say, most of it, though, we find a way to either, like I say, recycle it or donate it to the missions so that it's going to a good cause and keeping things rolling.
Now, you're in your new location. 2 years.
2 years.
By next Wednesday, 17th. The old place is still around. If people are interested there, you still have that building downtown.
Yes,
right next to the donut shop.
Oh, that's a great location. That is a great location. It's a wonderful place.
I wouldn't put a Weight Watchers in there, but there might be something that is still available.
And
it would be nice if you didn't have to keep minimal maintenance on it that you could afford more of the efforts and the funds you generate
to do your programs.
Yeah.
New. Yes. Yep, that building still is available.
You feel you're at the point where you're not going back.
I don't know where I put it all.
Yeah, we would have to suspend from the ceilings.
I didn't know if that was a safety net when you first left, if nobody comes to the new place, we'll have to go back. But
yeah, no.
But people are coming.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. The community support has been fabulous. It really has.
And let people know where you're at. You're in part of the Old Farmer Jack?
Old Farmer Jack's right next to Peebles. Right next to Peebles. And our donation is around back at the glass door.
Just drive around, and there's probably a buzzer at the door or whatever.
There's a buzzer at the door. Buzz the door, and our staff will come out and get your merchandise for you and ask you if you need a tax receipt. Get that to you. And then it comes in the door, and we get it processed.
And then the crew in the back start sorting through to see what you brung them.
That's correct.
Which is terrible English, and I'm sure all the teachers who just graduated kids said, we're going to get him in the school next. Well, it sounds like you're doing well, and I appreciate you taking time to come out here.
Thank you for having us.
Are you going to have special events on the 17th?
Yes, we're going to have a half-off sale for our customers, and that's always a lot of fun.
So you get pants with one leg?
Right, that's it. We go through that day and cut them all off.
But you're going to have a special event then for it to commemorate 2 years in your new location that have gone well.
And then get our new program of helping the fostering children suitcases up and off the ground that day also.
And it seems to me, we talked a little bit before the show, that there are organizations you work with that help people really in need because you have so much and, it's...
We
recycled, reused stuff to begin with so that they can come in and try and get their lives back together.
We give back to the community as much as we possibly can. So we work with Department of Social Services, Human Development Commission. So if they have someone that they see is in need, there's a referral process so that they can get the articles of clothing or household merchandise, whatever it is, to get them up and off the ground and help them out as much as possible. So we do have a nice referral system for the community out there to help those in need.
So people don't see that aspect. That's kind of a private thing with the people, and they don't see it happening, but it is something that you folks do for the community.
Besides
helping your clients who work there, you're helping the community in other ways.
We're trying to give back as much as we can. Yeah, the community has been so generous to us. We want to make sure that we're helping those that are truly in need in our community.
Well, thanks for being with us. Next Wednesday, the 17th, doors open at?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, and things are going to be half off, and that means even better bargains than you normally find there.
And yes, we'll try and have both legs on those pants for our customers.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today.
And
congratulations on 2 years.
Thank you very much.
How many years were you at the other store? Do you remember?
Well, you know what? The old store, actually the thrift store, started at our main location years and years ago, 30-some years ago. That's where the original thrift store was located at, a portion of it. It was in one of the small rooms at the main building, and then it moved to the old Ampi, which that was at one point in time.
It was a Norman's for a while. Yeah,
I think it started out as an Ampi years and years ago. And then it went to Norman's, and that's when we took it over, and now we're at the new location.
2 years ago, you moved uptown and got a whole lot of space that you needed, a whole lot more than that one little room that it started all in.
It has been fantastic. Fantastic. Love it.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Sue Langley, thrift store manager for the Thumb Industries thrift store in the old Farmer Jack's location. Stop up there. Also, Diane Brown, she's the assistant manager. Again, the 17th, they're celebrating 2 years at their new location. You'll want to stop on out and get yourself a deal. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.